Hello, and welcome to episode 4 of Mike and Steve. Mike, how's it going?
Good. We're on top of this. We're back. We are back on time.
Everything is going as planned.
No blood clots.
No blood clots? No new kids?
No more babies?
No babies, no new houses, no kids, no blood, no hospitalizations.
Just the world's best beer.
The world's rarest and best.
The world's best and rarest beer. The Westvleteren 12. Trappist Westvleteren 12. Straight
beer.
Straight from Belgium.
This beer is so rare, it doesn't even have a label. It just has a cap. It looks like someone bottled this in their basement or something.
Yeah, the monks did it, man. Maybe they did it in their basement of the church.
Do they have a basement? They probably do.
Probably, but...
Might be.
Yeah, what's cool about these guys is... Like, there's a huge demand for more of these beers. Like, they could make this commercial. You know, they could have this everywhere because people love this beer and they want it. Like, they want it everywhere, but they're like, nah, we're going to keep doing the same amount we've been doing for hundreds of years. Like, we're not changing anything. We're not doing this for the money. We're not raising the prices, anything. We're keeping exactly the same.
They could make a fortune on this beer.
Yeah.
They might make a fortune on it anyway.
Well,
I saw they do have a tap room or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can go across the street from the monastery and get the beer.
Yeah, but they sell it so cheap there. Like, to get it here, like, in the U.S., I think it's, like, over $50 a bottle. But there, it's, like, really, really cheap. It's, like, I don't know, a few dollars or something. But they only produce a certain amount, so people, like, rush to get it. And I think you need tickets. I don't know what it is, but people rush to get it, and then a lot of them sell it online and stuff.
It's a huge rigmarole.
Yeah.
So Mike got a hold of some of this beer and sent it to me for my birthday. So thank you for that.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. It's still not my birthday quite yet, but it's close. I had to, this was delivered by the mail, but they wouldn't leave it on the doorstep, and I had to go get it at the post office. And it was like, the package was the size of like a dormitory refrigerator or something, like a mini fridge.
Yeah.
And I couldn't really park close to it. And I totally, like, my back was sore for the rest of the day after picking up the package.
And was each bottle like wrapped in styrofoam in it?
Yeah. Like, I feel bad about the damage I did to the earth. Yeah, for real. I know. It was intense.
The blue is like the blue things and like tape all around each one.
Yeah, each bottle, actually, I think they had two in a tube with like blue styrofoam. It was packed the rest of the way full of styrofoam peanuts. And it had like two slabs of styrofoam on either side of it.
Yeah.
And it literally took like half an hour to unpack it. Like, once I got it home, I had to go get it. I got it home into the living room. And then it's like, took me forever because I had to undo each styrofoam thing. It was taped all up. I had to get a knife.
Yeah.
And then it took like another half an hour to get it out to the curb because I had to like bag up all the styrofoam.
Yeah, they took it really up, like, I mean, I guess it's, you know, pretty fragile, and they're shipping it from Belgium. They gotta make sure
it's kind of, you don't want the rarest beer in the world just seeping through your cardboard packaging.
The best rarest beer, the Westvleteren 12.
So is that, I didn't even know how it was pronounced. Westvleteren.
Yeah, I know. I had to look it up. Yeah, Westvleteren. But here, Steve, if you open yours, put the microphone right next to it as you crack it open, and as you pour it into the glass, try to get the sound.
Okay.
Pump up the volume on your microphone. Let's hear it.
It's like doing a beer commercial. I haven't tried this yet, by the way. This is the first one. I've been saving it. So here goes, the historic moment.
Oh, yeah, nice. That was a good sound. Making my mouth water.
All right, here goes the pour.
Yeah.
Here, I'm going to take away. All right. Okay. That's better.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Oh man, that is. I could tell by the pour that this is the best and rarest beer in the world.
It sounded quite rare.
Oh my gosh!
This is no Labatt Blue.
Okay.
Okay.
You ready? Cheers.
Yeah. All right. Cheers. Thank you.
No problem, man.
To podcasting, to another year.
To another year. Cheers.
It's hard to toast through a computer screen. All right. I feel like I need to sort of take all the aromas in.
Not as good. This beer is good, isn't it?
This beer, I'm the beer is very good. This beard.
This beard is.
This beard is blowing my mind. Why,
Mike, this beard.
This beer is incredible, really.
I know, I love it. Yeah, you have 20, you got 24?
Yes.
Damn.
What the hell am I going to do with all that? Because this is not like an everyday beer.
Yeah, age it. Just age it. I mean, it ages. You can keep it for 3 years. Just keep it around.
But I don't have a 50 degree. It's said you have to age it. It's best between 50 and 60 degrees to age it. That's hard.
Oh, it did say that?
That's what it says on the website. I mean, if it's not, yeah. I mean, what? I don't know.
I don't
if
think
it's
that
70 matters. Degrees, is it that big of a deal?
Nah, it doesn't matter.
Okay, so that's. I think at this point we should stop talking about beer. Stop drinking beer.
Just start drinking beer. Stop talking about it. Start drinking.
Stop talking. Start doing. There's no time like the present. So today's guest is Heather Lyle Shaw. We need to warn you that this interview had some technical difficulties, and there are a few pauses and awkward transitions. Which are no fault of Heather's.
Yeah, we couldn't really, like the connection, the internet connection, we couldn't really hear her sometimes. And so the conversation didn't flow as easily. And we missed some like important parts that I wish I could go back and ask her more about. And so we didn't really do her justice. And we'd like to apologize to Heather. Sorry about that.
Very sorry. We're testing out some new software. I think there's still a lot of really good stuff in the interview, so
yeah.
It's worth releasing anyway.
Yeah, maybe we can come back and do another one, because yeah, I would like to get to know her a little better. I don't really remember her
right
from high school. I feel like there's going to be like 95% of the people I'm not going to remember. I feel like somebody else should have done this podcast who knows like everybody from high school.
Yeah. I don't know if we have anybody like that.
I mean,
I mean, it's still a chance to get to know somebody. And I mean, I knew Heather in elementary school and preschool, but I didn't really talk to her much in high school. So it was fun to catch up. But, well, I think anything else to say about this, or should we just jump in?
Let's just jump right into it.
Welcome back, everybody. We are now moving into the main part of our show, where we interview a guest from the Cuyahoga Falls High School graduating class of 1994. And our guest today is Heather Lyle Shaw. Hi, Heather.
Hello.
So welcome to the show. And hi, Mike.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Heather.
Hello.
So, Heather, we usually like to start this portion of the show off by sort of painting a picture of how Mike and I remember you, and just sort of talk about what we remember about each other. We honestly, I don't think, interacted that much in high school, but Heather and I go back to very, very early days of school. And I know, I guess, were we in preschool together?
I think it may have been preschool, Safety Town, and then we had kindergarten with Mrs. Wirtz.
So you went to Schnee?
Yes.
Right. Did we go to preschool there? I don't even remember this stuff. It's so far back.
I think, yeah, we had preschool, and then I remember kindergarten was Mrs. Wirtz. And then we had first grade,
yes.
And then it closed. And then we went to Price for starting in second grade.
Yes. And then I remember my teacher was Mrs. Page at that point.
I had Mrs. Stammen first and second grade.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, she was one of the only ones that went to Price, I think, when Schnee closed.
Yeah, I didn't realize she had gone to Price also. So, I mean, thinking about those days, it's like, I remember, I guess, I mean, we're all kids, so it's like hard to say what I remember, but I remember Heather being, I remember you seemed like you were, I would call you down to earth, I guess. And by that, I guess, I just mean, I remember you sort of being like you seemed to get along with all people. Like it wasn't like you were in some clique that I wasn't a part of or something, or you just seemed to sort of just be down to earth and cool, I guess.
Cool. No, I've always, it's weird because that's how I always remember myself, like not being in one group or anything, always talking to everybody and trying to make everybody feel part of something.
Yeah, like, I feel like, okay, now that I'm thinking of Schnee, I think I have like some specific memories of you, actually. I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, I might have this all wrong. I remember at Schnee playing Star Wars a lot.
Yes.
We would pick characters and act out characters.
Or the Dukes of Hazzard.
Or Dukes of Hazzard. Yeah. And so you would always be like the Princess Leia or the Daisy Duke. At that point.
Yeah.
Wait, I completely forgot about this.
Like at recess or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. At Schnee Elementary School, go ahead.
I was going to say there's that island that they had in the middle of by the swings, but also the fort. And the fort was like the spaceship and it had the two cannons.
Yeah. Yes. I forgot about the cannons.
I still live in the fall, so I remember, like, I used to go, you know, take my kids there. So
even afterwards. Yeah. I think it's not there anymore.
No, the fort was tore down because the Schnee is actually now, it's like an alternative school for kids who are having trouble graduating and stuff.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, it's like a secondary high school or alternative is what they call it now.
No way.
To help kids get their diploma.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
What about like in high school? Well, Steve,
Yes.
Okay. So what was Heather involved in?
I almost forgot about this. So this is, right. So this is the other part of this is where I pull out my senior year yearbook and I just can read what activities you were involved in high school. So, Heather, basketball in ninth grade, French club, uh-huh. Ninth and 10th grade. You were the homeroom rep for ninth and 10th grade.
Oh, I don't remember that.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Homeroom rep.
Did we take attendance? I don't know.
So,
I
think you're the second person who's somebody else had some kind of student government sounding thing and had no idea what it was. It's kind of funny. So thanks for representing your homeroom, ably.
Thank you.
And then you're in two. We all owe you a debt of gratitude for that. So then you have two things I don't know what they are. DECA, DECA. That's 11th.
Yeah, that was marketing education. That was my junior and senior year.
Yeah, junior and senior. So that's like a marketing and like a business, a club for business type?
Yeah, it was a vocational.
Oh.
So it was down right next to cosmetology. So we would do lots of competitions and travel and go to Columbus and like we'd go to nationals.
Like what?
What was it?
Like it would be like a business competition thing.
It was a bunch of different things. They would have like stuff for restaurant management, or they would have like public relations. I know. Let's see. I was like the district public relations officer, and I competed to be the state one, and I got. It was my senior year, and I remember me and Bob Wood. He went to compete for male, and I was female public relations for Ohio DECA, and we both got third place in the state. So you would just, it, I mean, any aspect of business, I guess. There was like some people did.
How did you get involved in that?
When it was our sophomore year, and they had, I remember they brought everybody down to the little theater to talk about the different vocational programs that the high school offered. And I knew some people that were actually, that were juniors in it and seniors. And they told me all about it. And it just sounded like a lot of fun. I actually did it 3 years after high school too. They had, a summer camp, and I was a camp counselor for 3 years after high school.
Yeah. I don't remember that at all. I don't even like remember being presented with that or anything like that. But.
Yeah, it's when they did, like, they told you about cosmetology, about the, what was it, the, for the cars, the automation. I think there was Business Professionals of America, too. And maybe one other one.
I feel like, I remember people sort of, like, being in suits. Like when walking,
yeah. we would have to wear like they had like blue DECA blazers.
Okay. Yeah, that's starting to come back to me.
What else, Steve?
Then the last thing is FCA, another thing I don't know what it is. That's ninth grade.
Oh, that was Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Oh, okay.
So they would get together before school, I think, or after, and you just do some, anybody that was in sports, and they just do stuff, like prayers and stuff.
Yeah, man, I feel like I had nothing in high school. I was in nothing, and I don't even remember, like, maybe because I just didn't have any friends or something. Like, like, I guess people get, like, involved in these other things because they have friends who are doing it or something, but, like, I don't even remember being presented with, like, any options or anything. I don't know. Maybe I was just so tuned out of everything that I didn't get it.
You were too cool. You're
too cool. No, I was the opposite of that. Cool.
You were in the ski club.
Oh, yeah.
And the Spanish club.
Okay.
Oh, okay. You did Spanish.
I did journalism too. I remember that because it was right. That was the first year they brought the school paper back. Was my junior year of high school because we hadn't had the school newspaper in forever.
Oh yeah.
And that we brought it back, the Tiger Times, I think it
right.
was.
Right. My parents saved a bunch of those. And like they found them in this box and I was looking at them recently. That's pretty cool. So you were involved in the Tiger Times?
Yeah, my junior year.
What did you do for the Tiger Times?
I did like I think I helped out with sports editing and just, I don't know, any other thing they tell me to write a, you know, a little article or something about.
You wrote articles? So you did editing and writing and reporting? Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody were supposed to do like their own editing.
I have to see if you're in those Tiger Times. Now I don't know where they are. It's like they were lost in my parents' house. Then they emerged. Now I don't know what I did with them anymore. I think they're in the attic.
So it seems like you were really involved in a lot of things. Does it feel like that to you? Like you were pretty involved in high school?
Somewhat. I mean, like my junior, senior, I was really involved with DECA. So I was always doing a lot of competitions or helping out or just doing different things with that. I wish I would have stayed like doing like basketball or sports for the whole time. The reason I quit is because I dance. So I continued dancing. That's actually what I majored in when I first started college at Akron U.
Okay. Could you give us a brief timeline of your events since high school?
Since high school. Let's see. I did go to college for a little bit to Akron U. I majored in dance and minored in business, but I ended up getting sick. Tried to go back and couldn't. So I was just working. And then in 97, I had my son Trenton. Actually with Kirk Robinson, who graduated with us. And we were together off and on for like 5 years. Mm-hmm. And then I started working, I was at Sterling. So that's where, when I was pregnant with Trent, and I worked at Sterling Jewelers, which is now Signet or whatever, over in Fairlawn. And I ended up meeting my husband, who I'm married to now. We've been married for 16 years. I worked with his mom, so I was 25.
How long have you been married? Sorry, it broke up a little bit.
I've been married for 16 years.
Okay.
This past October, so it'll be 17 this year.
Nice.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So I have two kids. I have Trenton, who's 21. He recently just moved out. And I have Kaylee, who is 15. She'll be 16 this year. She's a sophomore at Falls.
Okay.
I've been working at Dominion Energy, or Dominion East Ohio, people still think of it as, for 10 years.
So it seems like you're really into dance stuff. I mean, if you're majoring in that.
Yeah, I did for 14 years. And then once I got sick, I just couldn't really do it anymore. And then life happens and you just move along.
What? You got sick?
Yeah, I had something called SVT, which was supraventricular tachycardia, where your heart would race. Oh, wow. Really fast. They did an operation, and like a day and a half later, I was 19. I had a heart attack.
You had a heart attack?
Yeah, 19.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. So what was that? You had a heart attack at 19?
Yeah.
Oh my God. But man, so what was that like, having a...
It hurt.
Like,
were you dancing when it happened? Or
I was at home. It happened... like a day and a half after the surgery, and I just started getting really bad back pain, and it started like shooting down my arm and stuff. And my dad, who is a fireman, just put me in his car and just drove me to the hospital.
Oh my God.
And then they put the stuff in there, like, we need to take more tests because it looks like you had a heart attack, but you're 19. So it came back again with the second round and said you had a heart attack.
Wow. So even they didn't believe it. That you're having heart attack. Oh my God.
So is that something that you have to still deal with like today, or is it something that's kind of gone away and it's healed? Or
no, I had what they call a heart ablation, and they I had it twice. So the second time was like 10 years ago, 15 years ago, and they said that they think they got it all. It's just your electrodes are supposed to go in your heart and then go back out, but mine would find a little hole and get stuck. So they just go in and burn the spots. So they say I'm good now.
Okay. Yeah. So then that, as soon as that happened, that was like the end of the dancing?
No, once I felt better and everything, and I tried to go back and stuff, but it just, I don't know. I just fell out of like wanting to do it, I guess, in school. And then I ended up, this was 95. Just, you know, I ended up moving out. And so you need money. So it's either go to school, you know, or you need money to pay rent.
So what's a day in the life of Heather like?
Chaos. No. No, I work.
Total disaster.
Right. No, I work Monday through Friday, 9 to 5:30. Now for Dominion, I do it's like customer relations field support work. So I work a lot with the people in the field that have issues, like with the service lines. They have a leak or something, they'll call in, or they just don't understand like the order that they were sent out on. And I also do a lot, like if somebody's going to demo a property or whatever, they have to send the information to me and I have to verify everything. We do a lot of that in Cleveland for all the houses up there that are being demolished, just to make sure their service lines are cut so no gas is running through it. And then my daughter, let's see, she's 15 now and does tennis. My daughter is, she's like me, she's very athletic, but she she played soccer forever. She played basketball forever. She didn't want to do soccer anymore. Didn't want to do basketball. Tried softball. Now she decided this past fall to play tennis, and she never picked up a tennis racket, but she went and tried out for the tennis team and was good and made it. So for just recently, she's been doing tennis in Mineral Falls at the, just to practice while it's so cold out.
Has she, so has she been on the, she's on the Falls tennis team, or that's
yes.
she's going to be? Okay.
No, she was this past season. She was on the tennis team. She was on the basketball team last year. She didn't try out this year. She didn't want to play anymore. So, and then my son recently just moved out mm-hmm. back in October to his own apartment. He actually works for the city of Cuyahoga Falls, the street department. Right now he drives one of the big snow plows.
Yeah, I saw that on your Facebook, and that train hit that snowplow.
Yeah, everyone was like worried it was him. I was like, no, he's at home.
Man, that's crazy. Yeah, I saw the video of that. That was pretty crazy. But I guess everybody is okay.
Yeah, that was just bad timing. Like, I guess his plow got stuck on the gate and everything, and like they're on line with dispatch and everything, so he calls right into dispatch and they called CSX, and CSX said, get out. You know, because, I mean, unfortunately, a train was coming. It's nothing they could do.
Well, I wonder, like, the people driving the train, too. Jeez. I guess it's built to withstand. I don't know. It's crazy. But
right. They're probably running stuff over all the time. Wow. A plow's another story. A cow is one thing.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, not even a small one, a giant one. I have three dogs. Yeah, okay. People always see all those pictures of my dogs. I have two wiener dogs, and I have a little Shorty, Hazel, Mabel, and Sadie. We just lost a dog, Maisie. She just passed away a couple months ago.
What is a Shorty?
It's a Shih Tzu Yorkie mix. I don't know. They just bred a Shih Tzu and a Yorkie, and out came Sadie.
So you have the two wiener dogs and that dog.
Yeah.
So you have like smooth dogs and a shaggy dog. Is it a shaggy dog?
Well, both of my wiener dogs actually are long-haired.
Oh, you got the long-haired wiener dogs.
Yeah.
So you have a theme going.
Yes.
So they fit together.
Yes. People, they see on my Facebook, they know I love my wiener, so.
Is it cool having a daughter going to Falls still? Like, what's that like?
Honestly, it's sad to go in there and see our high school is a big piece. It's just falling apart. Yeah, it's really bad. It's like our board members, they'd rather just fight amongst themselves than worry about the kids. I mean, really? You know, we need a levy to pass, and that's, unfortunately, it's never going to pass in the Falls. We just got a renewal levy, so it wasn't like more taxes, and that was really hard. But like, I just had to work the concession stand for the girls' basketball team that some of the tennis parents did, and I'm just looking at the ceiling tiles, you know, leaking, their ceiling tiles are missing. If you go in there, it looks exactly like it did 25 years ago when we were there.
So I guess, are there fewer students there now than when we were there?
Yes, there's fewer students, but there's a lot of open enrollment now in the school now. So, a lot of kids actually also open enroll out, which unfortunately those tax dollars follow them to whatever school that they go to.
Okay. So, like, what schools can they go to then?
Well, a lot of them, you know, they'll go to private, or they can go, like, they'll open enroll to Talmadge, to Woodridge, anywhere. A lot of people have moved. They just, it's not the same school system as when we were there.
Yeah, I had no idea.
But, yeah. Right. We're looking to move just because I've been in the house I'm in. Mm-hmm. This upcoming December, it'll be 20 years I've lived here. And we're just ready because it's just soon, you know, it'll just be me and my husband. So we just want to get like, not basically smaller, but just like a ranch, and we want more land. So,
right. Yeah.
We just got to wait till she drives. My daughter drives, and then she can drive because she still wants to go to the falls, which is fine. Uh-huh. She's in all honors classes.
Oh, good. Okay.
She didn't get that from me, so. But I'm not going to, like, you know, we're going to move somewhere and make her go to a different school. She wants to still go there, so that's fine.
Right.
I wonder if any of the same teachers are still there from when we were there?
Well, her tennis coach is Mr. Montgomery, who we had Steve at SIL for health.
Oh, yeah. No way.
He doesn't teach anymore, but it's her tennis coach. It's hilarious.
I forgot about him.
Yeah, he's still silly. It's funny. I don't think there's any more teachers there. And you guys know that SIL was just torn down last year, don't you?
Yeah. I've been by there too, and it looks crazy. It's so weird.
I know.
Did you get to go to SIL? Like, they let people come in and look around?
Yeah, I went. Yeah, me and you probably remember Mary Beth Morris.
Yeah.
Her and I, and Kaylee, my daughter, and her wife went in toward. Like, they gave like one last tour. So we went through, it was weird, you know, going through the science, Mr. Cook's and Mr. Nagy's room and the gym and all that stuff. It was crazy.
That's so weird. Had you not been in there or did your kids go to SIL?
No,
too?
SIL actually closed the year. My son was supposed to go there and it closed the year before.
Okay.
So he ended up having to go to Bolick, and my daughter went to Bolick too.
Ooh.
Right.
No, what are you talking about? Bolick's awesome. just kidding. I hated it, actually. But. I mean, middle school is horrible. I mean, for me, it was. I don't know. Was it for you guys too? Middle school for me was like really hard time.
Yeah, I wasn't a huge fan of middle school, I guess.
Somewhat of it was hard and some wasn't. Nowadays, I couldn't imagine like what the kids do have now with all the social media and stuff. Yeah. Doing school.
Yeah, I know.
Everything on video and...
Yeah, I know. That's crazy. I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like it was kind of... Middle school was kind of rough and I mean, I have some good memories, but it was kind of rough, but... It still makes me sad that the school's gone. It's like, I wish I could have gone to see it.
Yeah, it was neat. And then the art, remember the art room, how everybody had those murals painted?
Yeah.
We were able to see that. That was pretty neat.
Were you represented in the murals?
No, I was never good at art.
Yeah, me neither. I guess I saw like something Keith had painted was up there.
Yeah, something Keith did and... anybody like Eric Noyers was up there.
I think Keith did like a portrait of Michael Jordan or something, I think.
Oh yeah. That's what it was.
Something like
that. Yeah. I remember. And was there Chester Cheetah or something too? I don't know. He loved
maybe.
Chester Cheetah too.
So cool.
Heather, did you create the CFHS 94 page on Facebook?
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty. That's pretty cool. I mean, that's like a place now for everybody to, you know, go and see what's going on. How did you tell me about how you did? What made you decide to do that? And
I think I saw that the class of 93 had one or something, or they did something for like one of their reunions a while ago. So I was like, and I didn't see that we had one. So I just started one and just started adding people just to, you know, to try to, unfortunately, the only thing that we put on there lately is when someone passes away.
Yeah, I know. It's like, yeah.
Or this podcast.
But that's pretty cool that you did that. I mean, that's, I don't know.
Yeah, it's just easier to get the word out. Like if for the when we had the reunion and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, how many people are on that page now? I wonder. I wonder how much of a representation.
There's like three. Hold on, I can pull it. There's like 300, maybe.
300. And how big was our graduating class? I forget.
It's like 362 or something.
Wow. So we have 300 out of, oh, it says 200.
I lied. 217.
Okay.
So we're still pretty good.
That's probably everybody who's on Facebook. Cool. Good job. Thank you for creating that page.
Yeah. It's a huge success.
You're welcome.
So can you tell us some defining moments in your life since high school?
Defining moments.
Like what are some that changed you or made you grow up or like just,
Well, yeah. Getting pregnant at 21 made me grow up. just having kids and, you know, getting married, I think was the biggest part, but
yeah.
I guess seeing my children become adults is it's awesome. Seeing them make choices and do things and, you know, buying a car, getting his first apartment. He's actually been, and like his girlfriend, he's been with her since his junior year of high school. So it's going on 6 years. I want to say that they've been together.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like my kids right now are 2 and like 5 months old. So I can't imagine that point. That seems like a big, when they leave the home, it's like I'm already preparing for that.
You know, you're excited, but then you're like, no, because yeah. I'll text them and be like, hello, you can text your mom, you know, to see what she's doing. Or I'm like, but he's been working so much because of the snow. Mm-hmm. Like he works third shift and he's been working like at least 12 or 16 hours a day and sleeping, you know, at night into the day and then sleeping and then going back into work. But he's like, I'm like, well, you can stop and say hello. So we were on his route. So he brought the plow truck over and stopped out front real quick and said hi.
Pulled the plow up, got out.
Yeah, it was really weird to see him driving that thing too, because it's so big.
Did he have like, I don't know how to, like what I'm saying. Like, was that, so that was a shock that he was driving the plow? Like, had he driven trucks before?
Well, you have to have your CDL and everything. Yeah. So
okay,
never, like when he first started with the city for a while, he was driving, like he did sanitation. So he did the trash truck and everything. And I actually passed him one day and I was like, that was weird. Awesome. It's so big. I don't know. It's just weird. Yeah. I still think of him as a little boy. So
yeah, reality.
Yeah, then it makes me feel old.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was wondering. It's like it must, that must be such a huge thing when a child moves out. Just like, I don't know. I remember like my parents still say, I can't have a son who's 42 or whatever. Yeah. So I imagine, did you feel like that? Or are you like, oh my God, I can't believe I have a son who's 21. And
oh yeah.
He's out on his own.
Yeah. We took him out for his 21st birthday too. That was fun. So, I mean, it's just weird, you know, it's that I can still enjoy going out and do stuff, but that I can do that with him now. It's kind of weird.
I guess like for me, it's like, you can't help but think about, it's like when you have kids, it's like you think about them constantly. Like, okay, do I got to do this? I got to do this. Got to like you're just thinking about them constantly for like the first 18 years of their life. So then when they move out, you're probably like still thinking.
Oh, I do. Them, right? Especially like if he doesn't text me back or something, I'll be like, oh my god,
yeah,
got in an accident or something. And like he still he goes, his girlfriend goes to Ohio State. Still, she graduates this spring, and like he'll go down there. I'll be like, "All right, text me when you get there." Or he's like, "Mom, I don't even live at home anymore. I just want to make sure you got there." That's all.
Yeah. How hard is it just to text? Right.
Well, if it's with mom, it's very hard. If it's his girlfriend, it's very easy.
True. Well, should we do the make the sound with your mouth only segment?
I think so. That's the next segment, right?
Yeah, we need a need theme music for that.
Oh, do we? Okay.
Yeah, do you got it?
Yeah, I'll hit that.
Okay. That's beautiful. Yeah, we should make it that. That's
all right.
Beautiful. Make the sound with your mouth only.
Yeah, just do this.
No. Okay.
I don't know how to stop it. Hold on. Okay, so the rules of the game are I'm going to make a sound, and then each of us have to make the sound with our mouth only. And then we're going to judge which one is the best, and that's the winner.
Okay, so it'll go, what's the order going to be? Steve's going to make the sound.
Right.
And then, how about I'll go, and then Heather, and then you, Steve? Is that good?
I think so.
Okay.
That works.
All right.
Everyone agreed? All right, here's the sound.
You ready for this?
Yes.
You ready? This game's awesome. This game's awesome.
These are high stakes. All right, here it is.
Okay.
Yeah. Can you hear that okay?
Yeah, I can hear. I can hear that. What the heck?
You want to hear it again?
Some kind of wind-up toy? One more time. That was different.
I know. I'm trying to do it consistently. Hold on. This is manual, so it's hard. Ready?
Yeah.
All right. This is the definitive one. Here we go.
Okay. Here we go. Ready? I got this. Okay. Here we go.
All right. You win.
Yeah. It's not anything like it at all.
What?
Yes.
That was horrible. It sounded like this. It went.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, see the difference.
Okay.
All right, Heather.
Come on, Heather.
I don't know. I can't.
That was really good, actually.
That was good.
You got sort of the buzziness in there. That was actually really good.
Probably the static in my microphone.
Okay. Steve?
Or is it me?
Yeah.
No.
That's like a fire, like a fire engine siren.
I tried my best. It wasn't easy.
All right.
Know. I think Heather's was best.
I'm the big wiener then?
Yes.
See, I told you, I love my wieners. I can't help it. Dogs.
All right. What else? Anything else?
I don't know. Is there anything else that you want to ask?
I think so.
Is there anything you want to tell the class of 94 or anybody else listening?
No, not that I can think of.
All right.
This was fun.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you for doing this, taking time out of your day, Heather. Really appreciate it. Steve, anything else you wanted to say?
No, I just, it was great catching up. These are, it's like I guess I saw you at the reunion, but like I said, I haven't really talked to you, I guess, since like elementary school or other than the reunion. So these are always fun just to catch up and learn some things about you that I had no idea about. So I just appreciate you taking the time to do it and Hope you had some fun. It was a great time.
Yeah, well, thanks. It was a lot of fun. Yes, thank you guys for doing this. It's neat.
Sure. All right. Well, thanks again, Heather.
All right. I will talk to you guys later then.
Okay.
All right. See you. Thanks. Bye. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Heather, so much. Thank you, Heather, for being a guest. We really appreciate it. Thank you for taking the time to be on our show and talk with Steve and I. Thank you to everyone who's listening. Thank you so much for your attention and listening to our show and listening to Steve and I talk with our guests. Just want to remind everyone about our website, CFHS94.com. We post pictures, before and after pictures of our guests, as long as some notes and also the audio of the show. We also have a voicemail box, 330-731-1335. We would love it if, you know, people would call and leave some comments or ask some questions. We would especially love to hear from some of our classmates. Just call and say anything. We'll put it on the show, you know. It would be awesome to hear from you. Also, you know, if you could subscribe, like, and review. I mean, if you want to. Who cares? I don't even really care if they do that.
I care.
I don't know why we're saying that. I feel like we're just saying that because everybody says that. It's just something you're supposed to say at the end of a podcast. I mean, I just want to hang out, you know, with you, talk. I mean, I'm embarrassed that when we first started, we were like, let's get ads. We'll do sponsors.
Right.
You know what? No. This is going to be ad-free all the time.
Free for the people.
Ad-free all the time. I declare right now.
I should say. Okay. If someone does want to sponsor us, I'm not going to turn it. I don't want to turn it down. I mean, we'd have to discuss that.
I'd be happy. we'd be very happy to. You know, if you want, we'd promote your business.
All right.
So, thanks again to Heather. And our next guest, the next show is going to be fucking awesome. Mr. Cool himself.
The man you have been waiting for.
The hottest guy. Oh, man. We can't use that. But just wait till you hear what he talks about. Wait till you hear what he reveals.
This is the most scandalous interview yet. I guarantee.
It is raw. We get, oh my God, it is raw. Uncut and raw. We haven't interviewed him yet, but. All right, that's good. Perfect.
That's pretty good.
We didn't even say his name.
Not only have we not interviewed him yet, but he hasn't even accepted the invitation.
We have not heard anything from him. Silence. Crickets. Okay.
All right, that was pretty good.
That turned out. Did you record it?
Yes. Should I stop now? That's
okay. That was... Joe effing Sabora.
Like in high school, I honestly tried to be friends with nearly everybody I possibly could. I think maybe that's what you see. But, like, you know, I it's so funny. Cause like, I must have a thing for short shorts because my wife rips on me. Like,
really?